as Tripp's father went on a media tour in Hollywood and New York, spreading untruths and exaggerated rhetoric. It was disgusting to watch.
ABC's John Berman.
Featuring the very best in business broadcasting, you are listening to AM 740 WSBR, South Florida's only money talk radio.
And the following sponsored program is strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of the station, staff, management, or sponsors.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Defending Your Money with your host, Dan Ascani of Ascani Wealth Management. Ascani Wealth Management is located in the Golden Bear Plaza in North Palm Beach. Give Dan a call at 877-578-5788. That's toll-free, 877-578-5788. Or check out the website at www.ascaniwm.com. Dan Ascani is a registered investment advisor representative of Kovac Advisors and is a registered representative of Kovac Securities. Dan can help you with money management, security brokerage services, financial services including financial planning, preservation, estate protection, and much, much more. Over the next hour, Dan will share his wisdom on all of these subjects. Now, here's the host of Defending Your Money, Dan Ascani.
And welcome once again to the Defending Your Money show. This is Dan Ascani, and thank you for joining me. I'm here every day at 5 p.m. Eastern on WSBR AM 740 Money Talk Radio and streamed live and archived on our website. You can get there by going to defendingyourmoney.com. I hope you continue to join us. And if you're a first-time listener, welcome to the Defending Your Money show, because this show is all about you as the consumer, the investor, and or the business, defending, building, and preserving your wealth in this tough environment. Many people are all three, consumers, investors, and business owners, and you're trying to make it through this tough economy and try to figure out what's going on and deal with a lot of uncertainty, including an election that is now only a little over a week away. And then maybe we'll find out what happens with critical things like the tax rate. Will the Bush tax cuts expire? Will the capital gains rate go up? That's all what Congress has in store to maybe tell us after the election in just about a week. Meanwhile, we love to drill down below the surface layer of basic news and information. We take a look at what's going on in the basic news and help basically translate that for you. Cut to the chase, look for additional clues, and educate you on ways to defend and build your money. Now, today, we have a special guest coming up. We're going to look at the big picture for a real estate update. We're going to have Bob Bach on. Robert Bach, he's the Senior Vice President and Chief Economist at Grubb and Ellis Company. And I think it's time for a real estate update. We haven't talked to Bob on the air here in probably about 6 months, maybe a little bit less. But there's a lot that's happened, and it would be nice to get an update. He's a big picture guy, so he'll be joining us for the second half of the show. Meanwhile, there's a lot going on in the real estate area on the residential side, the mortgage mess, the paperwork mess for the foreclosures that are going on. You know, they suspended, many of the banks suspended foreclosures for at least 60 days. Many attorneys general of many states are saying that they are going to investigate. Mortgage lenders, according to a Bloomberg headline today, say enough is enough. The buybacks have spurred tighter lending standards, and they want to just move on, so we'll see what happens there. Also, today, the Treasury issued its TIPS auction, Treasury Inflation Protected Securities, and they came through at a negative yield. We might talk about that a little bit if we have time today. That means the yield is actually negative, below the inflation rate. The yields are adjusted according to the Consumer Price Index, and the government completed the auction at a negative yield. And that perhaps means that investors are betting that the government's liquidity measures and the Federal Reserve's so-called quantitative easing measures, where they pump the economy full of additional money and keep interest rates low, will bring back inflation, especially after the government, make that the Federal Reserve Board, has said recently that it's going to target inflation, that it's worried about deflation. It wants to bring the inflation rate back up. And if you have TIPS securities, your yield will be adjusted up according to the Consumer Price Index. So interesting situation there. people willing to buy tips at less than the inflation rate. The Consumer Price Index anticipating inflation. Well, here on this show, Defending Your Money, we talk a lot about income opportunities. And I'm not sure buying tips at a negative yield is the way to protect inflation. You're not getting much return on that investment, although it is government guaranteed, so that's a plus. But there are other options out there. We talk about income opportunities quite frequently on this show. In fact, some of them allow you potential inflation hedges while still allowing you an income stream, a very decent yield actually, that may be tax advantaged. So there are some alternatives that we can go over on this show. And periodically we give income opportunities workshops with guest speakers. We'll be starting those up fairly soon. If you want to get on our workshop list, if you're tired of low interest rates, if you have CDs maturing and you just don't want to really push the trigger and roll those over at such a low taxable interest rate, you might want to give us a call, 877-578-5788. Toll free, that's my number, 877-578-5788. Give us a call. You can get on our workshop list, and we'll let you know when the next one will be. We'll also be scheduling some client and prospective client events soon, so stay tuned to the Defending Money Show, and we'll be announcing those. Now, we also have a situation where the stock market keeps wanting to rise, at least for now. Dow up to 11,164, up about 57 points today. The global rally and the domestic rally has continued on that optimism about the Federal Reserve being able to reignite inflation, or at least get inflation back up to its new target levels. The Fed, for the first time I can remember, in September, indicating that it wants to bring inflation up. I've not seen the Fed officially say in a communique or press release that it wants to target the inflation rate at least back up. I remember back in perhaps 1980 in the Paul Volcker days when they wanted to squash inflation. Back then it was around 12% or so. Remember when bank CD rates were as high as 18% or higher, depending on how far out you wanted to go? Treasury bill rates, I believe, were all the way up at 18%. That's because of the massive inflation going on at the time, and then the Fed targeted squashing that deflation and pounding it down. But this is 30 years later, and now the Fed wants to bring inflation back up. Interesting situation. As I said earlier, we may want to talk about some inflation hedges and a way to produce an income stream while you're waiting for inflation. So be sure to stay tuned. We're going to have that special guest, Robert Bach, Senior Vice President and Chief Economist from Grubb & Ellis, right after the break. Right now I'm going down through the news headlines. I know you can get the news just by going online or hearing it, but part of the theme of this show is to drill down below the surface layer of basic news and information, because it's not all obvious as to what you see on that surface layer. In other words, when you see the government's Treasury inflation-protected securities issued at a negative yield like they were today, what does that mean? Does that really mean that there's deflation right now, or that investors are anticipating inflation? They're willing to take almost nothing for an interest rate, for a yield, waiting for inflation. And when you see other things like the stock market rising in September and also now most of October so far to the highest point since last April, countering normal seasonal trends when the market would normally be falling now or at least have corrected to some degree, what does that mean if you drill down below the surface layer? We've talked about that a little bit on this show. The market, not just stocks, but also precious metals like gold, and actually foreign currency, treasury bonds, everything has seemed to rally recently on that Fed second round of quantitative easing. And investors seem to be banking on the Fed being successful at restoking economic growth. And so they're buying, or they have been buying, almost everything in sight. At some point, though, that becomes baked in, as they say. It discounts the future, at least the near future, inflation rate and liquidity expectations. So therefore, at what point will the stock market already discount what's happening after the election, for example, and after the Fed? The Fed's quantitative easing to stimulus. The Dow at 11,164 is less than 100 points from its April high. And April of 2010 was the highest point since the crash low. We're going to talk about this, but also get a real estate update and a big picture look right after the break from Grubb & Ellis Senior Vice President and Chief Economist Bob Bach. Don't go away. This is Dan Ascani with the Defending Your Money Show, and I'll be right back after the break. Hi, I'm Dan Ascani, host of the Defending Your Money Show. Let's face it, today's economy is tough, and building wealth in a low interest rate environment with a roller coaster stock market is difficult. That's why I always say building your wealth begins with an accurate assessment of your investments and the risks you're taking. We use modern portfolio theory to assess the risk you're taking in your portfolio so we can help you have peace of mind knowing the level of risk or standard deviation in your investment portfolio. At my firm, Ascani Wealth Management in North Palm Beach, we'll analyze your portfolio with software to help quantify the risk. Then we'll make recommendations to adjust your investments to the level of risk you want to take. Call now, toll free at 877-578-5788. That's 877-578-5788 for your thorough, no-obligation portfolio review or submit your request on defendingyourmoney.com.
Dan Ascani is a registered investment advisor representative of Kovac Advisors Incorporated and a registered representative of Kovac Securities, member FINRA, SIPC.
Hi, I'm Dan Ascani, host of the Defending Your Money Show. Let's face it, today's economy is tough, and building wealth in a low interest rate environment with a roller coaster stock market is difficult. That's why I always say building your wealth begins with an accurate assessment of your investments and the risks you're taking. We use modern portfolio theory to assess the risk you're taking in your portfolio so we can help you have peace of mind knowing the level of risk or standard deviation in your investment portfolio. At my firm, Ascani Wealth Management in North Palm Beach, we'll analyze your portfolio with software to help quantify the risk. Then we'll make recommendations to adjust your investments to the level of risk you want to take. Call now, toll free at 877-578-5788. That's 877-578-5788 for your thorough, no-obligation portfolio review or submit your request on defendingyourmoney.com.
Dan Ascani is a registered investment advisor representative of Kovac Advisors Incorporated and a registered representative of Kovac Securities, member FINRA, SIPC.
Once again to the Defending Your Money Show, and this show is all about you as the consumer, the investor, and the business defending, building, and preserving your wealth in this tough economy. We love to drill down below the surface layer of basic news and information, look for additional clues, put it all together for you, and also give you some resources to tap into. For example, our Defending Your Money website, where you can get a wealth of information there and also find out a little bit more about our firm, which is Ascani Wealth Management. We're full-service wealth managers in North Palm Beach, Florida. And we introduce accounts as independent advisors to major clearing firms like Fidelity, TD Ameritrade, and Pershing. So make sure you give us a call for a free portfolio review and any other information you want. My number is 877-578-5788, toll free. That's 877-578-5788, toll free. You can ask for one of our advisors or ask for me. I'm Dan Ascani, and I'm here every day at 5 p.m. Eastern. Today we have a special treat. We're going to talk to Robert Bach. He is the Senior Vice President and Chief Economist of Grubb & Ellis, and he brings to his position 35 years of experience in the real estate market, research, consulting, and city planning. He's got a lot of credentials, and we're glad to have him on. Thanks for being with us again, Bob.
Hi, Dan. Thanks for having me.
You know, it's interesting that we're having you on a day like today, because one of the key headlines today is that the U.S. Treasury drew a negative yield for the first time during a TIPS sale. The Treasury sold $10 billion of five-year Treasury inflation-protected securities at a negative yield, which means, of course, that investors are willing to accept a yield less than the rate of inflation. I think that may mean that there's still deflation out there. You think this means that there's inflation coming, or that investors are still worried about deflation?
Well, you know, to have 10-year treasuries go at a price like that, you know, suggests that investors are concerned about deflation, and you know, they're willing to take a negative yield, and it kind of blows my mind, because you know, it seems like, I think of the two, I think deflation is probably less important and less likely than future inflation. But I think for the next year or year and a half or so, we're just going to see very low inflation. I mean, I don't really think we're going to see a jump in inflation, or we're going to see outright deflation. I think the Fed is going to do everything it can to keep deflation from taking hold, because that is a very difficult scenario to reverse.
Right, and that presents an interesting situation for investors, because interest rates are already low, and that means that a lot of people may not be willing to roll those CDs over at such low rates. And with low inflation and the Fed worried about deflation, and then the prospects for future inflation, that presents an interesting situation, I think, especially from your firm, Grubb & Ellis, on real estate and the opportunities that may exist there. Give us a big-picture update on commercial real estate. A lot of things have happened since the last time we talked, maybe about 6 months ago, here on the Defending a Money show.
Right. Real estate has bounced back, I think, more quickly than a lot of people thought it would. If you recall, 12 to 18 months ago, people were describing real estate, commercial real estate, as the next shoe to drop. And by that, I always thought they were talking about maybe another financial crisis, something like the subprime residential crisis, to really shake the economy and the financial market. And that simply hasn't happened. We never thought that that would happen, but the market really is turning around more quickly than even we thought it would maybe 12 months ago. And I think the low interest rate environment is one reason why investors are willing to, they see commercial real estate, and it offers steady returns from long-term leases. You've got to look at the credit quality of the tenant, but if you have a good, strong tenants in there, you're going to see these leases pay every month with annual rent bumps, either tied to the CPI or a fixed rent bump. And you know, in a disinflationary environment or a low inflation environment, that looks pretty good. And then commercial real estate historically has been viewed as an inflation hedge. And the last time it really had to fill that role was, as you mentioned, in the early 80s, when inflation was so high and when Paul Volcker came in and slammed on the brakes by raising interest rates very high. But during that period, returns for investment-grade commercial real estate were higher than inflation. And it was really that era where real estate earned its reputation as an inflation hedge. So for people who believe that a year or two or three down the road that inflation is going to come back, and perhaps even in a big way, you know, commercial real estate, I think, is benefiting from that right now.
Right, and Paul Volcker was just the guy to slam down inflation, wasn't he? Wasn't he something like 6'7" or 6'8"?
Yeah. He was a no-nonsense kind of a guy, and he set the stage for 25 years of low inflation and low interest rates, which were, you know, that era, some economists call it the golden era. That was very, very good for stocks.
Right. Let's clarify this whole situation for listeners of the Defending Your Money show. We have low interest rates and low inflation, but the potential for future inflation. How does commercial real estate for investors to boost their income and also maybe have an inflation hedge in the future?
Well, I think it's a great asset class. I think it should be present in most portfolios. either in a securitized form, such as publicly traded REITs, real estate investment trusts, or non-traded REITs, or some other vehicle. It tends to perform differently, I think, than stocks and bonds. Sometimes there's a correlation there, but more often than not, there's a difference, I think, in performance. And in the last year, commercial real estate has performed extremely well, a real estate investment trust. And non-traded REITs are also doing well, and a lot of capital is flowing into the sector, into the asset class right now.
That's right. I've talked about how interest rates are so low for savers, and then we jump over to something like real estate or real estate investment trusts, which offer a lot higher income stream and an inflation hedge. And in the process, I don't want to imply that the risk level of, for example, bank CDs is the same as a real estate investment trust. Obviously, real estate investment trust risk levels are higher, and that's why the yield's higher. And with bank CDs, you've got insurance, the federal FDIC insurance. But yet, when you look at the rates that savers are faced with, you're talking about going out 2-3 years, 1.5% if you're lucky. Maybe you can get 2, but that's taxable. It's certainly not an inflation hedge. You're probably losing principal over 3 years. So given that the risk is higher for real estate investment trusts, how much, generally speaking, more does an investor get as a monthly income stream in a real estate investment trust, and is that tax advantaged for them?
It can be tax advantage. I mean, it really depends on how the investment is structured. And in terms of risk, let me talk a little bit about that. There is more risk involved in commercial real estate. There's leasing market risk. The economy has just come through a very severe recession, and the recovery rate is slow. So commercial real estate vacancy levels these days are elevated compared to what they were when the economy was growing in the middle of an expansion cycle. And they're starting to come down, particularly for apartments, but they are higher than we would like them to be. So there's that risk. And there's also capital tends to flow in and out of asset classes pretty quickly. And right now commercial real estate is hot. And particularly higher quality properties, Class A office buildings in markets like the District of Columbia, Manhattan, downtown San Francisco, strong fortress malls, some industrial properties, very high quality logistics properties, and apartments of the four major food groups in commercial real estate are the strongest. Returns. It really depends. Over the last, in the second quarter, I can read this off to you. The return on what's called the NCREIF return, which tracks investment-grade commercial real estate owned by pension funds and insurance companies and other institutional investors, that returned about 3.3%. Real estate, the REIT index was actually down in the second quarter, but that was really kind of a reaction to, stronger performance in the first quarter. And then the third quarter, REIT performance picked up as well. So, overall, I would say, you could look for a return of maybe in the range of 5-6% on an annual average for commercial real estate.
Right, and of course, there are many non-traded REITs that are paying even higher than that, maybe 6-7%, depending on what you get into.
Yeah, that's true. Apartments, medical office, Grubb & Ellis has those two non-traded REITs, and there are others out there as well from other companies. And generally, that you're right. That range is probably 6.5-7%.
Yeah, and I think one of the good parts about investing in a non-traded REIT is that you can control the amount that you invest. So they may be riskier than a lot of investments like bank savings or CDs. But on the other hand, you can get in for a low minimum. I think the minimums are perhaps no more than a decent CD, like $5,000 or $10,000.
Yeah, that is true. Now, then one of the risks is you're in there for a while, and you generally wait for a liquidation event in order to get your money out. So, there are ways to get your money out, but it should be viewed as a long-term hold.
There's our music. I appreciate you being on. We've been talking with Robert Bach, the chief economist at Grubb & Ellis Realty Company, and I'd like you all to give me a call at 877-578-5788. We'll give you a couple of brochures on retirement and on demographic investing. It's called The Guide to Demographic Investing. A second brochure is called The Time of Your Life. That's changing the way you think about retirement. Both put out by Grubb & Ellis. You may call that number again, 877-578-5788. This is Dan Ascani with the Defending Your Money Show. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to Defending Your Money with your host, Dan Ascani of Ascani Wealth Management, located in the Golden Bear Plaza in North Palm Beach. Now it's time for you to take action. Give Dan a call and set up your free consultation, 877-578-5788. That's toll free, 877-578-5788. Or check out the website at www.ascaniwm.com. That's ASCANIWM.com. And join us every day at this same time for Defending Your Money with your host, Dan Ascani, on AM 740 WSPR, South Florida's Money Talk Radio.
It's time for the Foreclosure Forum, brought to you by the foreclosure team of attorneys Sasha Katz and Kevin Hagen. Kevin, let me ask you this. When we were auditioning, and we did, we had this idea for the Foreclosure Forum for a long time. We talked to a lot of people. Many of them were not attorneys, and just intuitively, I sense that you really don't want a non-attorney handling your foreclosure. Are my instincts accurate?
Absolutely. A lot of people, and it's one of the biggest problems that I see, relied on non-lawyers, whether they're friends, real estate agents, mortgage brokers, or the Internet, for legal advice, and that's not the place to get it. Certainly from a lawyer is much better.